have pulled over a black woman that he later arrested. New information tonight on those attacks on American spies and diplomats, attacks that left them with severe headaches or worse. Politico will tell us the story it's broken tonight. And The Wiz trail the Hawks at 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The FDA has authorized the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 12. CBS medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
This is terrific news. Just as it was in adults, the Pfizer vaccine has been shown to be safe and effective in 12 to 15-year-olds. An advisory committee to the CDC meets on Wednesday and is expected to give the thumbs up on use. Since Pfizer vaccines are already in distribution centers and in pharmacies, that means vaccines could be given to 12 to 15-year-olds in just a few days.
The White House calls it a promising development in the fight against the virus. President Biden says his administration has quickly responded to a ransomware attack on a large fuel pipeline.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
Colonial Pipeline hopes to have service mostly restored by the end of the week. We expect a vote on the future of Congresswoman Liz Cheney's role in leading House Republicans later this week. CBS's Steve Dorsey in Washington.
A GOP aide tells CBS News a vote to remove Cheney as chair of the House Republican Conference will happen Wednesday. A vote to elect New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to the position could be delayed about a week while a candidate forum is arranged, even if Stefanik is unopposed. Stefanik has pledged to serve as conference chair for just one term through the 2022 midterm elections.
Mr. Trump has announced his support for Stefanik. In Israel,
all sides need to
investigate.
The sound of rockets from Gaza against Israel, U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says it should stop immediately.
All sides need to de-escalate, reduce tensions, take practical steps to calm things down.
The UN Security Council has held emergency consultations on the escalating violence in East Jerusalem. It's considering a proposed statement calling on Israel to cease evictions of Palestinians in East Jerusalem and is calling for respect for holy sites. A new study shows pollution from farms has been deadly to humans. CBS's Peter King.
The National Academy of Sciences has published the study saying pollution from agricultural food production is responsible for some 17,000 deaths every year in the U.S., with animal farms the worst offenders. Researchers say gases and particles from animal waste can drift for hundreds of miles, yet it's gone underreported, according to the study's lead author. The National Pork Producers Council tells the Washington Post study is irresponsible based on models and estimates rather than facts. Peter King, CBS News.
Down day on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 35 points, the NASDAQ down 350, S&P 500 down 44. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
9:03 on Monday, May 10th, 2021. 59 degrees now, going down to 49 overnight. Good evening. I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local story we're following this hour. There's been a major development tonight in the case of a missing two-month-old boy from the district.
D.C. police say the Charles City County Sheriff's Office is assisting in the search for the infant at a waste management landfill in the county, which is about 130 miles south of Washington. Asked about the missing baby, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the baby's mother is the single person of interest in the case.
They are early in the investigation. And the mother is being questioned about the child's whereabouts.
The mother is not in custody. Keon Jones was last seen Wednesday in the 1500 block of Benning Road Northeast. 2 days later, police were told the baby is missing. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Two D.C. police officers accused of drag racing in Northeast are facing serious charges tonight.
Officers Humayus Khan and Jarita Millington are now charged with reckless driving and two additional counts of aggravated reckless driving. Court records show the two were driving at nearly twice the posted speed limit of 25 along Anacostia Avenue before they crashed into one another. A nearby fence was also destroyed. In all, the police cruisers they were driving suffered over $20,000 in damage. A search of court records also finds that a person named Jarita Millington, with the same birthday as the officer, has been charged with multiple traffic-related incidents dating back to 2008. The charges were filed across the D.C. area. The Washington Post reports Officer Khan has been fired and Officer Willington suspended. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine says, and we quote, when people threaten public safety and the residents of the district by driving recklessly on our roadways, we hold them accountable. 5 past the hour now, Fairfax Commonwealth's attorney Steve Descano says a state trooper had no legal basis to pull over a black woman who he later arrested and charged.
What made you pull me over?
Can you step out here? I'll show you.
Why am I stepping out the car?
I'll show you what's wrong with your car.
You can tell me from in here.
Descano is demanding an internal state police investigation into the incident which happened on the Beltway on March 6th.
Because I need you to step out of the car because you took off from me on a traffic stop. Are you not going to step out of the car?
No, I thought you were...
The Washington Post reports Descano has dismissed all charges against Juanisha Brooks, a Pentagon civilian employee. She'd been charged with resisting arrest, eluding police, failing to have her headlights on, and reckless driving. State police say the stop and arrest were proper. The trooper has been on the job for 24 years. New tonight, we now know when D.C. plans to begin lifting all COVID-related restrictions.
The two big dates in D.C. are Friday, May 21st, and June 11th. Next Friday is when restrictions lift everywhere, with these exceptions. Restrictions still will apply to bars, nightclubs, and large sport and entertainment venues. June 11th is when limits on all businesses will be lifting if COVID metrics remain steady. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser stresses, however, everyone needs to get vaccinated.
We know when we turn on activity, that could also mean that more people get infected, and we don't want to see them in the hospital.
Also, TFN, mask rules apply. Christy King, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, we'll hear from Politico's Pentagon correspondent about who the U.S. believes is behind those electronic attacks on American spies and diplomats. Traffic and weather next on WTOP. It's 9:07.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
If you own a commercial building, you're busy running your business. When your paint is fading, peeling, or needs a fresh new coat inside or out, that's CertaPro Painters' business. CertaPro Painters manage every detail worry-free and get your job done on time and on budget. More than 20,000 properties a year are trusted to CertaPro Painters. We make it our business. Go to CertaPro.com to get your projects.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.